Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Julia Barr on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Katie McLean, and I'm on Stardish Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Hey, this is Sydney Penny, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Stay tuned.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is September 24th. I'm your host, Joanne. I'm bringing on Brandon. Hey, Brandon. Brandon, you there? Hello. Let's see if Tony's there. Tony, you there?
Yeah, I am, Joanne. How are you doing tonight?
Okay. Oh, I'm good. Let me see what's going on with these phones. Evidently, there's been some technical problems over there, of course, at BTR, and there were some issues with the phones, and I couldn't get through, so I'm hoping, and I know when Brandon tried to call, he kept getting a busy signal saying the signal was down, so Brandon, you there? No, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Hang up and call me back.
Hang it back. Call back, Brandon.
Can you hear us? Oh, this is just great. All right, he's hanging up and calling back. All right. Anywho, he can hear us. Let me see. Let me bring him back on. Brandon, you there? Son of a witch. Oh, I can't hear you at all, Brandon. This show is just, oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Switchboard's all messed up again.
Yeah, it's something going on. Brandon, don't hang up because I'm going to click back in here to live help and see what the deal is with that. I shouldn't have hung up with them before. But anyway, so how are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing fantastic. I got some great news. Well, I just got you watching Nancy with the Stars Resolve show every night. Susan has survived. It's week one. She's with the Dancing of the Week. That's great. But unfortunately, Ted McGinley was the one that got booted off tonight.
Oh, was he? Who
yes,
got booted off yesterday?
Yeah.
No,
Jeffrey
yesterday.
Russell.
Who got...
Jeffrey Ross is the one.
Oh, right.
And that's the one he introduced, the guy who got injured during rehearsals with Edita. When Edita accidentally poked him in the eye. And he got hurt, but then couldn't dance well. So eventually that got the ones that got booted off last night. And then Ted McGinley got booted off tonight. It came down between him and Tony Braxton in the bottom two.
Okay. Let me see. Wait. Let me just check on Brandon real quick. Brandon, can you hear me? Okay. Don't go nowhere. I just emailed the live help, and you know what? Matt's not even on the line yet, so I'm wondering if this is going to be an issue. Oh, go figure. Go friggin' figure.
While we're waiting, I want to pass. Huh? I can pass along a little sub news. Former AMC star is joining a cast of Guiding Light. And
who
the guy, yes.
Jeff Branson,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Jeff Branson, that's right. Jeff Branson is joining the role, is going to join the cast of Guiding Light in the role of Shane Lewis. And he will, Shane Lewis. He's going to be joining the cast, and he's going to be starting on December 1st. That'll be his debut. He's going to be coming back from Afghanistan because Josh has gone to Afghanistan to find him right now. He just left a little while ago to go get him. And I'm pretty sure when Josh comes back in a couple of months or so, he's going to bring Bang and Shane back with him. And it's going to be in the form of Jeff Branson. And I know that's going to make Jeff Branson fans very excited to see him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brandon, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
All right.
Hey,
yes.
Brandon.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. Hey, Tony, how's it going?
It wasn't your phone.
Doing
it's
good.
Blog Talk. So,
okay.
I'm wondering if this has anything to do with why Matt's not on the phone yet. Okay. Well, in the meantime, Tony, while you're describing what happened, I'm going to send an email real quick. Go ahead.
Okay. Brandon, did you hear the news on the AMC front, on the former AMC front that I just told on the air just now, that Jeff Branson used to play Jonathan Labrie on All My Children, is now joining the cast of Guiding Light?
Yes, I read that yesterday. That's very, very exciting news. I think he's a terrific actor. He was totally wasted on All My Children, and hopefully he'll be able to create some sparks over at Guiding Light.
Yeah, definitely.
I think he'll be great as Kim Zimmer's son. He'll be terrific. I think he's a great actor. He's a great actor.
Yeah, right. He's a wonderful person. That's why he picked up a Daytime Emmy nomination in 2000.
He had an awful character on All My Children. He was given horrific writing.
Except Mariah, except when he had some scenes with Amanda. They even probably put him again with Amanda, played by the lovely Chrishell Stoss, who we had on the show a few weeks back. And obviously that role didn't materialize, so they put him off with Eva, and that didn't pretty much go to work, so eventually they shipped him out of town.
Yeah, I think when they had him kill Edmund, there was no redeeming him after that. It didn't matter that he had a brain tumor, it didn't matter that he was Ryan's brother. There's some things you just can't come back from.
Absolutely not. It's the same thing in the situation with Josh right now. When Colin Englefield bought the show, they made Josh look like a thief. You know, all this time they made, he came on the show first, as Erica, illegitimate son and all that jazz, and they were trying to redeem him, be the great uncle, the good uncle, and all that jazz. And now they made it, and now since he got no storyline, basically they made him a thief, and then they just shipped him off the town, shipped him out of town.
Yeah.
And. Because his role was a little bit just like Jeff Branson's was.
Well, I think it's a great move. I mean, they don't really have anybody over at Guiding Light in his age range, and I think it's a good move to shore up that part of their canvas.
Right.
It's very good.
Let me interrupt real quick here. I want to get to tonight's guest, since we only have a little bit of time with him, not our normal 60 minutes. So for those of you who don't know who it is, tonight's guest is a fantastic multifaceted actor whose swarthy, brooding good looks and James Dean-esque attitude made him an instant sensation upon his arrival in Pine Valley in 1991. Even though he only stayed with AMC for 2 years with a brief return in 96, his character Brian Bodine and his sizzling chemistry with co-star Kelly Ripa are still fondly remembered by the fans. I know, I remember it. I wanted to be Kelly Ripa, but now to the great delight of his fans, he's back once again, having just joined the cast of Days of Our Lives as a shady new mayor, Anthony Marino, and it is my great pleasure to welcome Emmy nominee Matthew Boilenghi to Stardish Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
What an intro. Wow.
Well deserved.
I don't even know what to say to that. I guess you did forget to say the Dalai Lama himself, but other than that, I can't think of anything else I could ask for.
Well, it was well deserved, and thanks for coming on the show, Matt.
Absolutely. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Say hi to my two co-hosts with me tonight. Is Brandon and Tony.
Hi,
hey,
Brandon. Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Matt? How you doing, Matt? What's going on?
Walking around trying to get my act together. I got to go to this, and that's why I can't hang out with you guys for the full hour. Have to get to a thing that Jessica Alba, huh?
You been working hard all day?
Yeah, I was working all day until it was time to go golfing, yeah.
Well, that's okay. It just gives you an excuse to come back and hang out with us when you get some time. Because
absolutely.
There's so much that you have done in your career that, we can spend hours just talking to you about it. So
yeah.
It's just an excuse for you to come back. That's okay.
All righty.
So, You have accomplished so many things in the last 15 years, and I'm not even sure where to begin. But I'm going to start with all my children.
Okay.
Where you started, you and Kelly Ripa together on screen were amazing. And I, in my opinion, started the trend of the teen super couples on soaps. And yous were fabulous. And since
thank
your flirtation, you're welcome. I can't even begin to say, because that's when I started watching it. And like I said, I wanted to be Kelly. Hello. I'm not ashamed of admitting that. I'm not ashamed of that.
I wanted to be Haley.
Yeah, I wanted to be Haley, sorry. But since your flirtation with soaps, you've shown up on just about every primetime mega hit and buzz magnet, from ER to Married with Children, Without a Trace, Dexter, and have carved out quite a niche for yourself on the independent film circuit with in front of and behind the camera, having done acclaimed work on motion pictures like Jack Reel and Bloody Mary. I mean, and now you've come back to soap. So congrats to you on all your accomplishments. Brandon, take the floor.
Wow. I mean, wow. Okay, Brandon, what do you got?
You also
because I don't know what to say to Joanne after all that.
You also made a very memorable return to soaps earlier this decade when you came onto Bold and the Beautiful for a little while as a new character named Ziggy. And
yeah, and I got to tell you, if anything, I was memorable there just because of that freaking name I had, Ziggy Deadmarsh.
Not only the name, but your death scene was one of the oddest and most hysterical exits in the history of soaps. Your death by bee sting. That was absolutely great. It was great.
Well, you know, it's funny. I just talked to Brad Bell, the head writer and executive producer of that show, a couple of days ago when I was talking to him about this role on Days. And I said, you know, I'm really happy doing daytime again. It's I've really gotten back into the groove. And, you know, I came on to Days in a recurring role capacity. I know certain things that I can't talk about right now because it'll land me in the principal's office. So I know that whenever I'm done there, I would love to go travel maybe at the Bold and Beautiful canvas again for a while, because it's such a big international hit, and a lot of my family is still in Italy. And that's their favorite show. Beautiful is so huge in Italy that, you know, I like doing projects a lot for those reasons. You know, Bold and the Beautiful, you know, I get a kick out of the fact that my family can watch me. So, you know, it kind of stays in line with, you know, when I was a young kid and my mother would come into the den. And, you know, she's very 1950s Italian Catholic with a heavy accent. And for her, so being that she's such a Catholic woman, for her to come into the den waving her arm dismissively saying, Matthew, get out, you've slaughtered all my children. You know, it would be like, whoa, 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 ma, but I'm watching, get out, get out, get out. So, you know, years later when I was able to be, you know, a pretty heavy presence on all my children, it was a lot of fun to know that I was making my mom proud as you know, the biggest fan of the show, and all of a sudden my biggest fan, you know. So it would be fun to go back to B&B and have my family in Italy watching.
Was it disappointing when that role didn't quite work out the way it should have, because you came on with such fanfare in such a big storyline, and it just kind of fizzled at the end? And is that a disappointment?
Well,
is something like that happened?
You know, here's the thing. Number one, I have to correct you, which I was trying to avoid, but I got to correct you. It was my best friend on the show who was killed by bee stings, death by bees. And it was me confronting Sheila, you know, saying, you did this, didn't you? You knew he was... You know, you were behind this. And it kind of fizzled out anyway, in that all of a sudden this some big secret that Ziggy was holding over Sheila's head, all of a sudden it wasn't a secret anymore. So my big exit was grabbing Sheila and giving her the kiss that I had wanted to give her for a long time, and kind of laughing to myself about it and then leaving. So it was a different exit, but yes, it's still... You know, it still was a disappointment, because when Brad called me and told me, you know what, you don't have to audition, I want to build a role around you, and let's make something happen. And, you know, here's the name I'm thinking of. I just thought, wow, okay, this is going to be fun. And so I was fool enough to say, okay, well, I guess the next 3 years are spoken for. And I think it ended up being like 4 months or something. So it was a disappointment just the same. And I wish that I could say that I went out by bee sting, because the irony is that I myself am allergic to bees. And
oh, shut up. Oh,
I thought that was
yeah.
you.
That is hysterical.
I don't know how far they went with the makeup on that, but maybe they made them ugly enough to look like me.
Oh, hush up. Come on now. I'll have to jump in here now, because you can't.
Oh, geez.
You gotta stop. Tell us how the Days role came about, and what's going on with Anthony Marino.
The Days role came about just by virtue of having gotten to know the executive producer and the casting director, Marnie, and the executive producer, Ed Scott, who is no longer the executive producer over there. I think I was his last hire, and, you know, maybe I was the kiss of death, I don't know. But not long after I was done shooting my first scenes of the show, I found out that he was let go that afternoon. And that was a bummer, but, you know, because I really liked him. He's really, you know, a very... guy, actors, producer, you know, and they called up and said, well, you know, there's this role. We had met on another role, and they ended up deciding to save me for something else, because the other role ended up being kind of a glorified extra, which is all well and fine. God knows I did a few years of extra work before I ever wanted to go on my first audition. I wanted to make sure I was ready the
right.
first time I stepped on a set. But when they didn't hire me for that, they said, okay, well, we'll just look for something down the pike. And then this role came up, but they weren't really sure, because I let's face it, I'm a blue collar type of guy. I mean, you know, I'm jeans and boots, and you know, I've had the same old Harley Davidson for 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they weren't really sure that I would end up playing kind of as a politician, you know.
Right.
But they brought me in, and I showed up in a fancy suit and tie, and gave an edge to the character that they hadn't really thought of before. And next thing I knew, my name was on the dotted line.
Right.
Wow.
And what's going on with him is he was really brought in to shake things up in Salem and, you know, directly affect the Brady family and Abe Carver, and, you know, get involved with Bo and Hope and, you know, just turn a few people upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anything and everything he has coming to him, he probably deserves, because he's not the best guy in the world. He, you know, I tried to play him very ambiguously and make people wonder, well, really, what's this guy about? He's making a big show of wanting the best for Salem and the people of Salem, but, you know, as things progress, you really have to wonder, well, is he interested in the best for the people of Salem, or interested in the best for Anthony Marino?
Right.
Sounds like fun material to act.
Huh? Nah. Listen, who's an actor here? It's just like the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. Me, I'm pulling the trick of convincing people that I can act.
Hey, listen, you're quite accomplished. Don't sell yourself short.
Well, yeah, you know, I just wish I'd started golf when I was younger so I could look to that as a lifelong career.
Listen, the roll-on days and versus 20 years ago when you did All My Children has kind of revamped themselves, and they're starting to bring back a whole hell of a lot of older old fan favorites. If they ever approached you, would you switch back to the East Coast?
Well, I'd have to, you know, I'd be interested in what they have to say. Let's put it that way. I think Brian was a really cool thing for me to do at that point in my life. You know, I'm a different guy today. Being that I was 23, I couldn't take, after a while, I couldn't say, take saying I love you, Haley, all day long anymore. You know, I wanted to go have fun at work and laugh, and that's why I left there and went and did one sitcom after another, you know, which has kind of been my foil, is I've had so many series regular roles on these sitcoms that never went for more than one season. So I never got my friends, for lack of a better example. But, you know, sure, especially in watching All My Children every once in a while lately, because I started to watch more daytime to kind of see where the medium was as I was stepping back into this day's role. And I noticed that All My Children is using a different style of shooting. I don't know whether they're shooting on like an HD cam or whatnot, but it looks much more refined, and it looks a lot less video, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's flatter. It's almost, I wonder if they're using those new Red cameras that are, you know, soon going to put film maybe to the test as well, because these Red cameras are amazing. But I wonder if they're not using a new technology, because their show looks amazing now.
Yeah, they have. A couple years ago, they changed up some of their camera work and some of their lighting. And,
yeah,
it's
really
interesting visually. At first,
it's,
it was kind
it's
of jittery
much
and
more
shaky, but they've got it under control now, and it looks really good.
Yeah,
there's a lot more depth to it. It looks a lot more human, if you will, whereas all the other daytime shows are still on that really saturated color video that, you know, isn't necessarily the most complimentary type of video either. The All My Children people really are onto something with the way they're shooting, I think.
You know, we had Michael Knight on a couple weeks ago, and I know he did say what kind it was, but for the life of me, I can't think about it. But I think you're spot on with what you're saying. They're trying to make it look more, I think, primetime-esque.
Uh-huh.
It certainly catches your eye when you're flipping channels.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I was flipping around from one show to another, and I said, whoa, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, maybe is this some kind of like special little segment? And I stuck around, and I realized, wow, they shoot the whole show this way now.
Yeah.
That's something I would love to, you know, I mean, that would be one reason that I would like to go back, if, you know, or at least hear what they have to say if they came a calling. I would certainly, last time I went back to All My Children was just a short stint in, I think it was 96, when I went back for just a few weeks to kind of try to put a little wedge between Haley and Mateo at the time.
Right.
And I came back as this, I think at the time I was this hotshot television producer now. Brian had gone off to L.A. and become this hotshot television producer, and I played him as really, you know, not not being happy, you know, having financially having things at his fingertips and, you know, being successful but not feeling complete without
mm-hmm.
Haley and coming back
right.
and trying to wrestle her away. And unfortunately, you know, they had asked me to come on for longer, and I had to say, well, look, I can only come for a few weeks because I just did this pilot, and we're going to be, it looks like it's going to be going on Fox. It was a Married with Children spinoff with Nicole Eggert called Enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was convinced to,
I recall seeing, I was a big Married with Children fan, and I did see that particular show.
Yeah, thanks. They air it now as a rerun of an episode of Married with Children wherein, you know, we were being groomed to take over for Married with Children the following season when it went off the air. And to our disbelief, they went with, they had a change in the regime at Fox, and a guy from CBS came in thinking he was going to try to clean up the network, and so... He picked a Pauly Shore series that ended up lasting maybe four episodes and not really doing anything to clean up, quote, quote, the network at all.
Right.
And that was just lousy timing because I think Enemies would have been huge. It was timely. It was the antithesis to Friends. You know, it was really, really cutting and biting, sarcastic, funny, you know?
Right.
So anyway, you know, I was convinced to tell all my children, listen, you know, I can't stay more than a few weeks, I'm sorry. And I regret that because I think there was a lot more that we could have done with Brian and dragged out that storyline and made it a little more impactful, but, you know, hey.
Great final.
It was interesting to see and to hear afterwards that the ratings actually went up during that period.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, I'm not going to say it was because of me. It was, though. But I'm not going to say that.
It was, damn it. I'm telling you, it was.
But listen, you know, I think if Brian went back, I think it would be much more interesting to have him go back just a broken man, you know, let the success and the money go to his head and maybe get mixed up in hanging with the wrong crowd and partying all night and that whole nightmare, and let him come back a broken man to the one place where maybe he can rebuild himself.
Right.
And, you know, the one place he knows is home. And
well,
so
that would definitely be interesting.
Yeah, if it were something strong like that, because Lord knows they're not going to get Kelly to go back and be a lure for me. You know, she's too busy with Regis. So
right. Well, you know, she said it, and whether she said it just because it was on camera, she said it many, many times, that ABC had never even approached her to come back, even as a guest spot, since she's been on live, not to do a wedding, a funeral, or anything else. And she said that she would have definitely did it. So
I wonder if she would have definitely done it if it were her funeral they were inviting her back for.
Well, listen to me. This half hour went by extremely too fast. You have to agree to come back and sit here and do this with us. Tell me your air dates for Days of Our Lives.
I started airing last Thursday. I aired the past couple of days. I air tomorrow, and then I'm not sure what the what next week and beyond that is. You know, if I dug into my closet and looked at scripts, I'd find air dates, but.
Okay, well, you have to keep me posted on it, and I'll keep posting it and getting the word out for you. But you got to agree to come back and spend some time and do the real dish with us.
I'd love to. You're right. It did fly by. I can't believe that it's already 7:30.
Yeah.
And having pulled over so I didn't lose my connection, now I'll be late to where I'm going. But, you know, I've had fun, and I look forward to doing it again. Just shoot me an email when you need a bum like me to fill in a spot, all right?
Oh, hush up. Wow. Matt, thank you so much. I love you to death, and you're definitely coming back. I'm going to send you some dates right now.
Thank you, Haley.
Oh, my gosh.
Matt.
I'm
fanning
myself
Matt.
Here.
All right,
you got to be Haley for a second.
Do you see that? Now I'm all flustered. You're making a 38-year-old woman blush here. Oh,
my
gosh. All right.
God bless, folks.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks. Take care, all.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like all gushing here. Hello. Well, you heard it. He's going to come back and hang out with us, and we'll definitely have a hell of a lot more to talk to him about. The show is not on anymore, but if I'm not mistaken, over at In the Zone, Lindsay Leatherman is over there. So why don't
I'm about to head on over there, Joanne, and talk to her.
All right. Well, I'll see you in the chat room. Brandon, love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. See you next week, Joanne.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.